On Panthers Radio with Zynomics, something a bit different. Gary Graham, the Panthers head coach, we're not going to talk ice hockey. You look a bit apprehensive. We're going to talk cricket. You went to the cricket for the first time. I'm going to ask you about it in a moment. I'm going to test your brain, first of all. If the ball goes over the outfield without bouncing, like a home run, how many runs?
Four.
Without bouncing?
Six.
So you'll know that's spot on. So the second one, if it does bounce, how many?
If it bounces and goes out in the stands?
Yeah.
Probably four.
Four.
Yeah.
Spot on. Yep. Basically, I'm giving you two out of two so far.
Okay.
Okay. How many ways can you remember of being out? There's loads. You're talking with the chairman.
11,
I think that is.
Yeah, that was the number.
Can you remember any of them?
Oh, geez. You could be ran out.
Ran out, yeah.
You can be caught out.
Yeah.
You can be leg by.
That's not a dismissal. What about when the wicketkeeper takes the bails off behind?
That's an out.
Yeah, what's it called? Beginning with S.
Squash.
Stump. Squash. Squash is brilliant.
hey, that was close.
Yeah, that's the new terminology.
Yeah.
Stumped.
Yeah, stumped.
Okay, that's great. Can you remember any more?
Okay, if they hit it twice?
Yeah, I mean, that's really rare, but obviously listened.
Yeah, I try learning,
That's absolutely great. This is radio, not TV, but I'm extending my arms now.
Okay.
If the umpire does that, what's that? What's that?
Oh, was that a review?
No. It's they bowl an extra board. If it went too far down one side, it's called a... Beginning with W.
Oh, wide.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yep. Spot on with that. And also, let's think of one more. Who won the game on Monday?
The good guys, Trenton.
Exactly.
Trent
Rockets.
Yes.
Spot on. But look, I mean, we've had a bit of fun, but I know that you talked to people there, they explained the game to you for a long time, but how did you enjoy it?
I liked it a lot. You know, I think, I love baseball back in America, and it really reminds me, it wouldn't surprise me if the Americans stole the ideas from cricket and applied. You know, I'd love to do some history on kind of the history of baseball, see if there was any type of correlation between some of the things that they seen from overseas and stuff like that. Obviously, there was a lot of Brits that moved to America, so it wouldn't surprise me if there was a good influence on our game of baseball. So I like the Hunter ball. I like the hype. I like the music. I like the DJ. I thought the crowd was fun. You know, it's always good when you see so many little kids running around in the hallways playing cricket, and they got their, you know, their little wooden kind of bat. You know, they're acting like they're the guys in the field. So I think that was really cool, the interaction and seeing all the young fans.
We want to try and get, you know, the boys down there or you down there to have a go at batting, as it were. I mean, we chatted about it already, but you think you'd be good at it?
You know, as long as it wasn't a professional guy pitching it to me, I think
I'll bowl to you then. There you go.
I think I'll be all right. But, you know, you never know until you do it. I think the swing and the plane of the swing is obviously going to be different than, you know, what we would do in baseball over in the States. But, you know, I played tennis, ping pong, baseball. You know, it's a lot of that same hand-eye coordination type of stuff. So, you know, it looks like it could be easy, but I'm sure it's not.
Just finally, is there anything that, you know, that struck you? You know, we liken it to baseball, and there's so many similarities, but actually watching it live and what your anticipation of it was, is there anything that struck you about the game that was, you know, that really high up your list?
I just think the spin on the ball that the pitchers were putting on there was really, really moving. You know, that's not going to be easy to pick it up off of a bounce either, right? So I think off the bounce is going to make it even more challenging. That's probably what makes the sport so hard to a novice like me that's never, you know, we just hit off of a straight pitch. You know, now obviously pitchers in America, they got some juice, knuckleballs, sliders, curve, you know, all that type of stuff, off speed pitches. But, you know, off a bounce looks like it, that probably makes it very challenging. And also just the general hand-eye coordination of catching the ball, you know, without a mitt, you know, too. So some of the fielding, some of those balls were going into the outfield pretty quick, and guys being able to catch it, you know, in their hands off of one hop and then get it back into the catcher was pretty impressive.